The crypt. Let's go down to the crypt together. It was the first place in the church that was opened for worship, and it is my own final resting place. Of all the space inside the church that we have visited so far, this is the only one I ever saw. In fact, when I arrived, building was already well on the way. That is why it is in a very different style to what we have seen in the rest of the building. As I mentioned before, I was not the first person who was asked to build the Sagrada Familia. It was a renowned architect called Francisco de Paula del Villar, with whom I had in fact worked in my early career. Because of disagreements with the developers, he decided to resign from the project. At the time this happened, most of this crypt had already been built in a neo-Gothic style that was very fashionable in Europe in the late 19th century, especially here in Catalonia. Initially, I chose to continue building this space according to the general outlines that had been planned by my predecessor, maintaining his forms and the seven chapels, although I included some modifications such as the location of the altar. I also designed the staircase we had just come down, and I created a trench around it to improve the lighting and ventilation.